your host, BJ and KJ.
Good Thursday morning and welcome to Drive Time, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Good morning to each and every one of you. I will be monitoring the comments on the Drive Time Facebook page. Ken, of course, will have the ones on his personal page. We appreciate all the interactions. Certainly appreciate you being in this morning. Whitney James Boyd, sisters in the house. Elisa Finley Hart, Rebecca Whitfield all in. Jesse James in. Good morning, Jesse. Holly Hart, Shirley, and the books in. Good morning to each and every one of you. And good morning, Ken.
Good morning, DJ. Kathy Tolan in this morning. The Deacon. Good morning, Deacon. Good
morning, Deacon.
Donna Fuquay Weaver in. Donna, good morning to you. Debbie Simmons, Danny Smith, Christy Monique, and Lou Nager, Tracy Miller. Good morning to all of you.
I can tell you where the Deacon's going to be tomorrow. I don't know where he is today, but I can tell you where he's going to be tomorrow.
Where's he going to be?
He's going to be at the finals of the basketball championship in Birmingham. He'll get there early and he'll stay late.
He's going to be there early and stay late.
One of the great coaches in the state, Charles Henderson, and of course, there at Athens High School, and he learned from a couple of the best back in the days here at Southern Normal, Hunter in the book.
Sure, sure. Joey Carnley, JP, John Pierce, good morning to you.
Diana Kirkland Blake in as well. Good morning to you, Diana. And thank each and every one of you for joining us here. And I tell you what, Thursday's shaping up already to be a beautiful day. It certainly is here at Peach Chevrolet. And like Rebecca just put here, happy Friday Eve. How about that?
That's right. Deacon said good morning from Birmingham, Alabama.
He's already there. I told you. He's going to get early and stay late.
Good morning, action. Heath Jackson in this morning. Nick Crenshaw, Hillary Harrington, Aunt B. Good morning, Aunt B.
Morning, Aunt B.
So beautiful day shaping up today, like you said. Friday Eve. I think that's probably the best way I've heard it right there.
I like it.
What is this, Throwback Thursday? Ain't that what they call it? Go ahead.
I want to get this kicked off, and I don't know why. Last night I was sitting around, and of course on Facebook, and you're able to catch up and keep up with so many family members and friends from down through the years. And I noticed, and I love to keep up with the young folks that have left our area and going on doing bigger things, especially those that have come through some of our recreational programs. And I started making me a list of the different people we have off doing things at different schools. And I started jotting them down. I was really expecting to come up with about 6, 7, maybe 8. And before I knew it, I had sticky notes full. And I just kind of wanted to create some awareness and bring some attention and celebrate some of the many kids that we have off. And I know this is not a complete list. I know that I'm going to miss a couple of people. And there is no intent there. And we would love to have them shared here as you make comments on the Facebook pages. But I think you're going to find this list very impressive of the people we have locally, the kids we have locally off doing some things. From W.S. Neal, Malcolm Hawthorne is on scholarship at West Alabama playing baseball. Initially went there for football and baseball. Has since pared it down. He's just playing baseball.
Right.
Tyshawn Davis is at Coastal Alabama Community College in Monroeville. This is his second year. He has blown up. He's fixing to go to a four-year school. He's going to have his entire education paid for free because of his abilities on the basketball court, and more importantly, because of the person he is. I know him personally. He's one of my guys. Tyshawn Davis going on to do bigger things. He's not signed yet with the four-year school, but he has like 15 offers. He's going to sign. He's going to get it done. Tyler Joyner, of course, we've talked about him several times. He's playing baseball at North Alabama, an All-American. And maybe the best athlete of the bunch, Kiki Floyd, is playing volleyball for Coach Dickey here at the Bruton campus of CAC. And if you've never seen her play volleyball, you need to take Kinsley next year and watch them play one of the home games. She's incredible. Played there at W.S. Neal High School. Sure. She is incredible. Played for Doc Ellington back in the day in the middle school days.
Doc is in,
and,
as a
Kiki Floyd is amazing. Dalton Shell, W.S. Neal graduate, playing baseball for Coach Blevins. We had him on Batter Up the other night. Enjoyed getting to visit with him. He's on scholarship at the junior college. Michael Williams, another one of my guys, playing football at West Alabama. He is winding up his senior season this year, but he's been there for the last 2 years. I think he started off at Miles, so certainly proud of Michael Williams. Adria Barnett is a cheerleader on scholarship at the University of Mobile. One of Kelly Grace's girls. Excited about that. I said Kiki Floyd. Kiki Floyd was a basketball player playing down at Baymanette. Dinah Samuels is the volleyball player for Coach Dickey. Kiki Floyd was a wonderful basketball player as well, but Dinah Samuels is the outstanding volleyball player here locally. She's the one that played for Coach Ellington back in the day, I apologize for that. Tavin Ingram, one of the football players at W.S. Neal, is at Mississippi College. Josh McMillan at Mesabi Range College in Minnesota, along with Jeremiah Mitchell. So those are the kids I'm aware of that have graduated from W.S. Neal in the past couple of years that are off doing things on athletic scholarships. And then I was going through the Miller list, and it was equally impressive. Tripp Floyd, of course, the outstanding pitcher. hear from T.R. Miller is at Coastal Alabama Community College in Monroeville. JoJo Booker and Hunter Britton, the Killer Bees, the two draft picks doing their things there at South Alabama. Jordan Williams, another one of the outstanding baseball players.
J-Dub.
Over in Monroeville, one of Tripp's teammates over there. Jordan doing big things. Caleb Winton playing football at Shorter College there in Georgia. Markel Mitchell initially went off to Birmingham Southern on scholarship. I think that he might have had an injury and might have had to forego the rest of his playing, but still doing big things academically. Madison Douglas and Tori Sims are on cheerleader scholarships over at Coastal Alabama Community College in Monroeville. Excited about that. Chardian Johnson, the outstanding three-sport athlete here at T.R. Miller, playing football at Tuskegee, doing huge things at Tuskegee. He's going to be a star. Kyle Davis playing baseball at UAB, a pitcher there for the Blazers. James Peach, a football player there at Troy on scholarship, looks to be a starter next year as a junior. Excited about following James Peach next year. Terry Samuels, defensive player of the year in the Gulf South Conference this past year, playing football at West Alabama. McHenry Coleman worked with us some at the four
right.
plays. A great man.
Great kid.
Great young man.
Great guy.
Playing football at Mississippi College. Taylor Austin, another local product, playing softball over on the hill at CAC in Bruton. And O'Neill White also playing baseball for Coach Blevins over there. We had him on drive time, on batter up as well, and enjoyed getting to catch up with O'Neill. And then from Flomaton, Andrew Cash, a great baseball player, is playing with the Killer Bees there in South Alabama. So once again, not a complete list. I know that doesn't even talk about the kids we have in the different bands on scholarship as well.
Sure. Yeah.
But the talent that has come out of our area is something to be celebrated and certainly needs to be recognized. And for those that I did miss, and I know there are some, I apologize.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's just impressive to sit and listen to.
I'm telling you. I had no idea that it was going to turn into what it turned into. And I started jotting them down. I said, wow. And that doesn't include the ones leaving this year. Joshua Jolly's already signed.
That's right.
Marvin Maddox is already signed.
That's right.
They're going to be a couple more, have some opportunities.
What would you, Drew Williamson?
Drew's already signed with Alabama.
Signed?
There's just going to be a bunch more coming.
When you talk about, what is it, between Bruton and East Bruton, population-wise?
10,000, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe.
And when you start talking about that amount of young kids, or younger people out doing big things like that, I'll tell you what, that's something to be proud of for sure.
And they'd be the first to tell you it doesn't happen without the teachers and the coaches that all of them have been blessed to have, in their respective schools. A lot of people investing time in them, caring about them and trying to instill some life lessons in them, as well as the whatever the sport-specific their lessons they're trying to learn as well. So, a lot of people from our area doing big things. And once again, I know it's not a complete list, but those are the ones that I'm aware of. And anytime we get an opportunity to celebrate and recognize our young folks, we're going to do it here.
Well, that's right. I'll tell you one, I wanted to just touch on real quick. I know we talked about this tonight at the Oaks Cafe is the ladies' night, the Lady Tigers softball team. Having a kind of a meet and greet, the Lady Tigers at 6 p.m. That's tonight at the Oaks before the T.R. Miller Invitational this weekend. I think it's all weekend long. Is that right?
If you want to get your fix of softball, you're going to have the opportunity this weekend down at the YMCA Sportsplex. They will start Friday, maybe shortly after lunch, and they will play deep into the night Friday night, and they'll come back early Saturday and play most of the day Saturday also. I think in years past they've had 6, 8, 10 teams participate, and it's a lot of softball, a lot of fun.
I'll tell you what, we got Pat Harrington in this morning, Joe Ellington, JoJo Luttrell. Good morning, JoJo. Mike Cantrell, buddy of mine from Navarre down there. Bobby Marshall, Kevin Ard, Paul Wayne Hayes, Bay, Sammy Smith.
There he is.
What's going on, Sammy? There's John Hart this morning.
Good morning, John Boy.
Jay Will. Good morning, Vietnam. That's what he said.
Jay Will.
Of course, Christina Booker, Cheyenne Robinson in this morning. Anton Baralt. Good morning, Anton. Steve Layton. Good morning, Steve. I'm going to tell you what. I want to talk about Steve Layton for just a second. You talk about a man that wears many hats and has to do a lot of running and gunning here for the city of Bruton, and does a lot of beautiful videography for our city and puts out a lot of great videos and, promoting our town and, just want to recognize Steve for that. I had opportunity to kind of work with Steve on something here recently and had not really ever got to know Steve that well, but Steve puts forth a lot of effort and does a great job at what he does, and we lucky to have Steve promoting the city of Bruton the way he does.
Good man. Great man.
He is that.
And behind every good man is what?
Is a great woman.
And I'm going to tell you something. Vivian and what she does at the YMCA, what she has done since its inception, Coach Dickey will be the first to tell you, and he won't be the only one. The testimonials will be endless on her behalf.
Yeah, you know,
she was also the lifeguard at the country club back in the day.
I was going to say, you know.
Had to sit me out a time or two.
I can tell you.
Deservedly so.
Miss Viv is, she will be missed greatly when she leaves the Y.
No, she's not allowed to leave. They've already cut that deal with her.
Oh.
Yeah. Coach Dickey.
So she's there until the end.
She and Kathy Green cannot leave. that deal's been done. Well, that was, I think they actually have it in writing.
Well,
they cannot leave.
I don't blame them for getting a contract signed on that. I'm going to tell you right now, I think Coach Dickey's a – Listen, that makes me feel that much better about Coach Dickey, and I didn't need to feel that much better about him.
Most people, when you get in the workforce, you kind of you obviously look forward to the challenges and doing your job, but you also have that retirement date out there that you kind of look at and work towards
as
well.
Sure.
And Kathy and Vivian don't have that luxury.
Well,
they got 40 years left.
Good morning, Tim Moore, to Pam and Mike Driscoll, Sarju Patel. Good morning, Sarju.
Good morning, Stan Whitehead. Wheezy's in the house. Good morning, Wheezy. Tim Ward, Jason Tiepo, Philip Zangas.
Yep, Zang.
One of my guys.
Good morning, Zang. Ricky Hart's in, obviously, this morning. Ricky, been enjoying watching some of your live videos. Keep them coming. I'm loving learning how to work on some electronics I didn't know how to work on.
Richard Roch in. Good morning, Hoss.
Oh, double R.
Yes, sir. Funny story about Richard Roch. We may save it for another day.
Double R. What's going on, Double R? That's good. There's Roger Templeton. Mr. Janie Chamberlain in this morning. And... it was funny. I was there's Tara Hardy, classmate. What's going on, classmate?
W2W.
There you go. Women to women. That's right. I was having a conversation, Sarju, with Big Skinny last night about you, and we were laughing, having a good time. But I'll tell you. And you mentioned this too. Just think of that list, and then. Think of the list of all the kids, and you mentioned this, that went on to play in bands all over the place.
Well, I'll tell you, I was at the Troy football game a couple of years ago up there with Chip, and the band came out to perform at halftime, and I want to say half of the majorette line and maybe another 10 or 12 kids playing instruments were in the, the Sound of the South?
Sound of the South, that's right.
It was literally half the majorette line. Miss Peavy's girls that she had mentored and tutored through the years and taught. We're out there and made it up, and it makes you proud. I mean, when you see these people and you have a personal connection with them, and you sit here and you sometimes question where we're headed with our young people, and you see so many doing so many great things, it's a reason to be optimistic.
I'm partial, hey, we'd love to have Paul's Cross come on one morning. Pam Driscoll said we'd love to have that.
I'm running for him here in a month.
Yeah, that's right. That's DJ's charity for the 109. So please do have him come on. Well, he wasn't talking bad at all, Sarju. So, it wasn't a bad conversation whatsoever. I can assure you, it was actually a real good one. We need to, listen, playing the guitar would not liven up the show, Anton. I can assure you of that. I'll tell you this, and I'm probably going to ruffle some feathers as T-Bone would say.
Ruffle them.
But, that Sound of the South band, I don't care who it is, Alabama, Auburn, Florida State, Tennessee, nobody, none of those bands wants any of Troy's band. None of them.
I don't know if any of them want any of Troy's football team these days.
They may not. I mean, they may not. But I can tell you, they don't want any of that band. Troy, for years. Way back when they were Division 2?
Yeah, 1AA or
1AA, yeah. They've been known just for that band. But I'm gonna tell you right now, if you've never stood out in front of that when they the guy over the mic or the PA says sit back and relax, it's the Sound of the South. Have you ever heard any kind of volume like that?
It's powerful.
It'll knock your hair back.
Wow, that's doing something. That's doing something.
I mean, I'm saying really, I mean, it is it's a sight to see. I mean, it really is.
Good morning, Shirley.
Now, I'm not saying.
Are the kids on school, how are the scholarships in band done? I mean, do you get full rides? Do you get partial scholarships? How's that set up?
Well, now, I can only speak for back when I was at Troy, if you were majoring in music, then yes, you could get a full ride.
Okay.
If you were not majoring in music, you could get a partial.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the percentage was, breakdown, that type of thing. But
there are several kids who are just doing it because they love to be in the band.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. There are several doing it because they just love being there. And you know, number two, it's kind of like wanting to be an Alabama football player or an Auburn football player. I mean, you know, there are a lot of people in this area, in our area, I mean, certainly South Alabama, that grow up wanting to be in that band because that band is just what it is and known for being what it is. So, now, I'm not saying there's not other great bands in this state, because there are. I'll tell you right now, is it ASU that's in Alabama, in Montgomery, Alabama State?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. If you've never had the privilege of watching that band, next time you hear that they're going to be somewhere, go watch them.
Okay.
It's well worth it. Tuskegee was in Bruton, just a few years ago?
Right. Oh, yeah. That was a treat.
And they showed out.
Yeah.
At the band festival. So, you know, good morning, Hazel. There's Hayes in this morning.
I forgot to mention when we were talking about the kids earlier, all the Nelson girls and all their track exploits. One of them, you know, was an NCAA All-American.
Right.
I don't know how I forgot that, but that just goes to show you. I mean, there's so many.
She won a national championship.
She was the champion, NCAA champion.
Right.
In one of the outdoor events, or maybe it was indoor event, but it was a mile or 2 miles, whatever it was. But, yeah, I mean, she was the NCAA champion.
A lot of our young people doing great things from around here.
Good morning, Samantha.
And glad to see that. You know, there's a I can say this too. And you mentioned Fulmington. You know, think of all the athletes that have come out of Fulmington, Alabama over the years, and of course we have and I'm going to pick on them a little bit. We have one that works for the City of Bruton Police Department named Mr. Brian Wesley.
Oh yeah.
He was a pretty decent running back, wasn't he?
Well, he was. We also, I'll tell you, the one that really sticks out to my mind, in addition to him, is we had him in the service department the other day. He's now a state trooper, Cedric Odom. He played back in my day, and when I was a junior, they were really good. Also, Cottonwood beat them in the semifinals, I think, and Cottonwood went on to win the state championship. But Cedric and I were the same age, and we're talking about some mutual friends, and he was a stud. And people from that but late 80s will remember Cedric Odom.
Yeah. Well, they had I think this was in the mid-90s, maybe, the Majors kid that pitched down there.
Yeah,
I mean, how fast was that guy throwing back there?
He was throwing mid-90s when not everybody was doing it.
Right.
I mean, I'm not taking away from the people who are doing
I don't mean that.
There are a ton of people doing it now. Right. Back then, you're talking 1% of the world's population could do it.
And he was up one there. Yeah. He was up there throwing, kicking fire.
Kicking fire. Kicking fire.
I want to tell you, I got to tell you this. One of the great memories that I have from Boss Man Productions, and I got to tell this. I don't know what game it was. It was you and who was it was calling that football game with you that night? And you, and Miller was blowing. I don't remember who they were playing. They were blowing them out. I mean, it was just bad. And every play, one of the hats out there was dropping a flag, and I mean you and this guy who was up there calling
that game.
I know
the game you're talking about. I mean, it just wouldn't end. It would not end.
And like, you didn't have to say how miserable you were. You could tell. And all of a sudden, every time they'd snap the ball, it was kicking fire.
Kicking fire.
And it turned into the last, I would say, 10-12 minutes of that game turned into kicking fire.
You just never know.
I mean, and I'm going to tell you, I think when the thing hit zero, I don't know that you even packed up the stuff. I think you might have went back the next day and got it.
It was so late. Just, you know, if y'all want it, y'all can have it. I'm going to trust that it's going to be here in the morning and we'll deal with it, but I'm getting out of here.
Man, that was awesome.
John Hart loves it. John Hart loves kicking fire.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, that was awesome. I don't care who you are. That was a memory I'll never forget right there. That was you remember I was back in the studio.
Yeah, that's right.
And and I couldn't do that but sit there and laugh. I mean, I laughed for 25 minutes at it because it was just that funny. John Commander, good morning. Susan Rhodes, good morning to you, Miss Susan. One of the hardest working women that I know.
A pillar of this community.
A pillar, no doubt. Randy Taylor. Good morning to you, Randy. Good to see you in this morning. But yeah, that was a that was crazy. But now that Majors kid was kicking fire back at back in those days.
He might have started it.
I mean, he might have started it. But I know he was, and you know, of course, that was Coach Davison, and Coach Davison put together some great baseball teams down in Flemington.
They won the state championship my senior year, and I'll be honest with you, I used to talk to Anthony about this a lot. I was always, my feelings were always a little hurt that I never got one of the championship rings, because I kind of got them jump started in the county tournament. I think I gave up about 7 or 8 home runs.
You did?
Yeah. Scott Hammonds hit one up there in the cemetery down at Flemington Field across 31. He's the principal down there now.
Right, he hit
one up in the cemetery off of me. And I'm sitting there saying, you know, I gave you guys a lot of confidence. Back in those days, the county tournament was played a little later in the year.
Right.
I kicked the season off.
Right.
And I said, I'm the one that kind of got y'all jump started believing that y'all could do it.
He didn't see it your way.
He didn't see it my way. I didn't get a ring. But I helped those boys.
Never got one. But you got them on the path.
I got them on the path.
Well,
Scott Hammonds told me it looked like a beach ball coming up there. Cruising in about 62 miles an hour. He said you couldn't help but hit it.
You just got set up on it.
He said they were down in the dugout. He said they had 7th graders down in the dugout saying, Coach, put me in. Put me in. Let me get some. I said, hey, here it comes. Get you another one if you want it.
Let's see. There's Jason and Kelly Madden this morning, and Reginald. Good morning over there, Reggie. What's going on? That's good stuff, man. That's good stuff. Also want to talk about this morning. Big changes happening out 31.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, some big changes happening out that way. And of course, we're talking about the old country. I say the old, the country club is, of course, there's some big changes going on out there. The name has changed. It is now Juniper Creek, and got a lot of things that are changing out that way. Certainly, you know, exciting things happening out there. You talk about just one of the, you know, top 8 courses in the state of Alabama. That's, you know, as Boo said on Monday, you know, one of the great courses to play on. I think he said, you know, one of his favorite courses to play on. And, you know, obviously a pretty tough course now I am sitting here next to a guy that actually, did you hit the hole in one on that course?
On that course. Yeah.
So I'm sitting there next to a guy that hit a hole in one on that course. Good morning, Mayor. Mayor Yank Loveless in with us this morning.
Good morning, Mayor.
Nelly Rocky in, but you know, they're changing some things up out there. You know, got to fix and have a big membership drive going on, and I'm telling you, some of the things that's coming, people are gonna like.
We want to get into that just a little bit, but you mentioned Nelson,
yes,
and you mentioned my hole in one. The two are linked together forever. Can I just give you the quick version of that day?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a 2-man scramble. David Peace and I were playing partners. We were playing with David Stokes and Jim Watson. On number 17, they have the vehicle parked. It's a Z71 pickup truck. They had the pickup truck parked up there on the tee box. You could walk around and look at it or whatnot. Our team hit first. David Peace hit it down there close to the green somewhere.
And good morning, Paul.
And David Stokes said, I tell you what, if somebody makes a hole in one, let's just sell it and split the money. And I said, well, my partner's already hit. Let's just let it be every man for himself.
Good
six
morning,
iron, six iron, two bounces, it goes in. David Stokes hits me. He just tackles me from behind. We hit the ground. We hoot and we holler. We have a huge time. I mean, it just went crazy. There was not a non-playing witness. Those things are covered by insurance, by
the way.
Right,
sure. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I've bought plenty of those policies. Yeah.
Well, part of the deal is you have to have a non-playing witness monitoring the hole for every group that comes through. You also have to have a video of the shot being taken.
Correct.
None of that was in place.
Right.
Guess whose responsibility it was to have it in place?
Yours.
Steve Nelson. He was kind of
he was the tournament director.
Steve, he was kind of the tournament director.
Nelly Rock didn't have it in place.
Nothing's in place. So I get a phone call. I have to go take a lie detector test before they're going to give me the vehicle.
Sure.
Nelson picks me up. We go to Pritchard, Alabama. 6 o'clock at night. We go to a Greer's grocery store. We go in the back of the grocery store. And there's a guy back there, and I'm going to say he's about 6'7", 350 pounds. He's got on a coat and tie, and he's smoking cigarettes. And he sits there, and he takes him a little drag, and he says, "Mr. Jennings, do you understand what's fixing to happen?" I said, "Well, I do." I said, "I've never done this before, and I can just tell you, I'm extremely nervous." He said, "I know that you made that hole in one, and you know that you made that hole in one." He said, "In 15 minutes, this little machine is going to leave no doubt." He hooked up the little electrodes, and I'm sitting there, and I'm sweating. And he asked me,
"Does he have a light shining?"
Well, if it kind of felt like, I like to think that he did, but maybe he didn't. But I mean, I'm nervous. And he asked me three questions.
Is Nelly Rock watching this?
No, Nelson's out in the grocery store doing whatever he was doing.
Okay.
He said, "Have you ever lied to your parents?" I said, "Yes." And he said, "Have you ever cheated on a test in school?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Did you make a hole in one on whatever the date was on number 17 at the golf tournament?" And I said, "Yes." He did his little readings, and he came back, and he said, "Well, it's 99.999% chance you were telling the truth." And I said, "Well, your machine's broke," because I did. It's 100. And that was it. But I had to go down and go through the deal, and I got the truck. I think it was Beckham gave me the truck.
Nelly Rock says the longest 30 minutes of his life.
It was long, man. I tell you, it was a long afternoon.
Rachel Capper, hey, beautiful day to wake up. You're right. Tell Tamara that I saw Tat. That's what we called her. Tell Tat I said hello as well, and I had seen her in years. Tamara Tucker, Rachel's sister, classmate of mine.
Okay.
And, God, it's been a long time let me make sure I say that right. I haven't seen her in years. I will make sure Andy Casey isn't watching this show and ready.
I've seen her.
Yeah, ready to take me out. Nelly, where was the video camera, man? I mean, if it's your responsibility.
He had one job. Have the camera hooked up on the 17 green.
Rachel says they do a lie detector test for every Blue Marlin tournament.
Really?
Said Patrick has been tested many, many times.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Now, I knew they did lie detector tests on fishing tournaments, even down on the bass fishing tour. I'm talking about even like the local bass tournament tours.
But my question is this. Do they have to go to Pritchard, Alabama at 6 o'clock at night?
Well, I don't know about that.
Because that adds a whole different dynamic to it.
Let me ask you, didn't you say you were at Greer's?
I was at a Greer's grocery store.
Okay, well, man, you were covered. I mean, you think about it. I mean, that's Buck.
Well,
that family. So you were in pretty good shape, were you not?
Yeah, but when you walked in, there was a metal detector. I mean, when you walked in the door of the grocery store.
You felt real good then.
Well, as long as it's working, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you had to feel good about that. Good morning, Trent Davison.
Good morning, Trent.
Trent, what a beautiful mount. Good Lord, did you see that?
Monster.
Man.
Monster.
I want to know something, Trent. I'm just curious. How long did you shake before you pulled the trigger on that thing?
Well,
Rachel said they do their lie detector test on the tournament grounds, right there.
Interesting.
So I guess as you come off the boat and they weigh the fish, if you're the winner, I guess they pull you right on over there and hook you up. And
I guess with that kind of money involved, you
sure.
have to.
I mean, listen, you. I can tell you right now from just what I've seen, and read online with people bass tournament bass fishing. You got guys that go out and catch bass 2 and 3 days before and tie them up on the bank
over
there.
That's crazy, man. And they does go that really there. Happen?
Oh, sure it does.
That's crazy.
Sure it does.
That is crazy.
Yeah, next time you see Travis, ask Travis.
That's crazy.
See what he tells you.
That's ridiculous.
And so they'd get them back there.
My goodness.
Everybody else will come in and caught one fish. You'll have guys come in that's got a limit, 26 pounds, and they're like, oh, they put them on the lie detector, they're gone. And if you get busted on lie detector on a bass tournament, you're out. Like
you've hurt my heart today. I didn't know that went on. That's ridiculous.
Oh, it goes on.
Wow.
Jessica said she's glad she's not the only one that tries to keep my grammar in check. Well, I'm sorry. It's tough sometimes. Blade, good morning to you, JT.
Blade. My guy.
And like Rachel said, when you have millions on the line, they have to. I'm gonna I'm with you, right? I mean, listen, I see guys that do this, like I said, in bass fishing, where there's $100 on the line.
I understand when the purses get up in big numbers, I get it. But a bass tournament where you're talking several hundred dollars and guys will tie up fish to claim the prize, come on.
Trent said it worked out perfect. He never got a good look at the rack. It was raining. and we were on the ground, heavy brush. Guy said they were hunting a nice 12 point. Thankful he didn't tell me we were after a 30 point.
I'm shocked he saw the deer.
I mean,
it looks like five rocking chairs turned upside down.
I mean, it does.
I mean, it's going everywhere.
Just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful
mountain. That's a once in a lifetime.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, I can tell you that's something to be proud of right there, Trent. And I know you are. I certainly would be. Steve Miles.
There, classmate.
Good morning to you, Steve.
88. Good morning, Miles. played on the Orioles.
Where were you hunting at, Trent? I'm kind of curious about that too, because I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't know the next time I might decide to go take a.
He had him a lease up there outside of Wausau.
Was that where? He was right out there off of Foshi.
Yeah.
Connie B in this morning. Good morning, Connie and Mallory Stanley. And
I wonder who was holding the QB.
I don't know. Of course, Mallory down at Tallulah Bells, and you know
she bought. She is now part owner of that.
Yes,
that,
sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. She That's is. Great. And you
congrats,
know,
congrats, Mal.
Yeah. Go by and check that
nice
out.
Nice store.
Great. Yeah. I mean, I can tell you. You know, my wife's been in there some. I can't tell you. I've been in there a whole lot because I don't think they sell.
She's probably been in there more than you want to know.
Well, yeah. Right. I'm going to leave it at that. So, I mean, you know, I think that'll be fine.
Sorry, James.
Aaron Rollison.
How about that?
It's a joy to see two old friends having such a good time. Cheers, gentlemen. Good morning to you, Aaron.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good to see you too, man. You know, Trent said he was sipping out of Dad's pond up on 31.
There you go. A good buck's been crossing up there. He'd gotten word a good one's been crossing up there. He won't cross again.
Trent, let me tell you something. You don't understand what you have just made happen. There'll be people staked out. They'll ride by that place with Q beams now.
There's some good climbing trees in Gerald's
front yard. 2 years.
Yes, sir. Good one crossing. Good one.
Mayfield, Kentucky, Wild Forest Whitetails. I'm going to tell you something. If they grow deer like that in Kentucky, wow.
He was a monster.
What'd that thing score, Trent? I mean, I don't know if they scored it, but if you may have put that in the post, and I just forgot, but and Jessica said, no worries, I don't always go in. She was texting her order with Mallory last night. I don't know if that's good to hear or not, Jess. I really didn't need to know that. So, good morning. Coach Johnson. Juan Johnson in.
My guy, Coach Johnson.
234.
He'll be at the basketball finals tomorrow also.
Trent said that deer scored 234.
234.
Good morning, Happy.
I only weigh about 3 pounds more than that.
There's Happy in this morning.
Good morning, Happy.
Happy, where you at? You in Bruton? You on the road?
He's on the road.
I figured.
October 12th, Happy. Homecoming. Put it on your calendar.
Oh, my God.
88 needs you.
Mallory, let me tell you, you can tell me that. I just hope my father's not watching. She says she sees my mother more than she sees my wife.
Mr. James is cutting firewood.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you something else.
83 degrees, got to get it ready.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something else he does. He his second favorite hobby in the world is watching that checkbook. So, Miles said, great job, guys. Only time David and I saw a buck like that was behind a spotlight. Well, I can tell you, I agree with that, and I think the statute of limitations is probably out on all that by now. So,
when you hunt with Robbie Jernigan, that's just the way it's going to be.
He's in New Mexico. Happold is. 17 degrees there this morning.
Perfect.
Jessica said she ain't concerned. She's just doing her part to support her friends and local businesses.
There you go. Well,
they keep supporting them. Just make sure we got food to eat or what have you, if you can. anyway, I'm gonna tell you.
I took us off point, but I am excited about Juniper Creek. And if you were, we talked about the challenges the course can present, but they have four different sets of tee boxes, so the recreational golfer would have an opportunity to go out there and have just as enjoyable a time.
They can. And I'm going to tell you, that's a beautiful facility. It's a beautiful course. You know, to hear Boo talk about, you know, the way, and I know you've played that course a lot.
Yeah.
Obviously hit a hole in one out there, but, you know, there's a lot of good things going on out there. And, you know, if you like to play golf, the deal that they have set up now, starting, you know, this month, the deal they have set up now, you can't beat it. I mean, you won't beat it. No, you won't beat it.
You will not beat it. If you play golf, and of course it's going to have all inclusive, the range balls, the carts, you're not going to get out there. There's going to be any hidden fees.
Nothing.
You write your check at the beginning of the month, go play as much as you want, go hit as many balls as you want, go putt as long as you want. It's covered.
If you want to play four rounds that day.
And then do it again the next day.
And the next day.
Yes, it's going to be, that's an exciting opportunity.
It is. And I can tell you, and just listening to some of the other top golf courses in the state, they don't have deals like that.
No.
I mean, they just don't have them.
You can go play anywhere that's comparable to that in terms of quality of the golf course, and it's a $100 bill just to get on the first tee. And then there's going to be some costs after that. It's a $100 bill each time you go. It is.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it just is.
What you think about it? If you're going out there with cart fees,
yeah,
green fees,
range balls,
all that stuff.
Yeah,
you know that stuff adds up. So, you know, at any rate, Ray said I'm gonna start giving Jessica a lie detector tests. No, she could pass that. She ain't much online. She'd just tell it like it is.
And whether you like it, don't like it. Right. I mean, here it is. Get you some of it, Ken James.
That's just how she is. So, you know, ain't no big, that's not a problem. But, no, big things going on out there. And if you want some information or whatever, hey, drop me a line. We'll get you some information on it. I think you'll be excited to hear something about this, especially if you're a golfer. Good morning, Heather Murphy Cook. In
another classmate, 88.
Here is a favorite of mine, and I haven't talked to Tiffany in years. Here's Tiffany James Trotter. Do you know Tiffany James?
Yes, I know Tiffany James Trotter and her husband Brad.
Good morning, Tiffany. Good Lord, I haven't seen Tiffany in a long time, and I love Tiffany. I want to tell you a funny story about Tiffany.
Sweet girl.
Every time that you got in Tiffany's car, one song was playing and one song only. And it was Rock Steady.
Hey.
And she had it on like rewind because that's all that she listened to. I can't think of who was that did that though. Oh, shoot. The OG. Well, I don't know. But Rock Steady. And Tiffany, if you're still watching and listening, if I'm wrong, you tell me I'm wrong. Every time you got in her car, that's what she had on. Which, hey, that was her jam.
The unofficial theme of today's show has kind of been around golf. Her husband, Brad, great golfer.
There you go.
Great golfer, Munroeville.
Yeah, there you go. So there's Amy Luttrell in. Good morning, Amy. You know, you know, if you haven't had an opportunity to get out that way and check out the club, the course lately and that kind of thing, you really need to. I know Debbie or one of them had mentioned the gospel singing, of course, coming up. Tickets on sale now, $10 for adults, $5 for children, 12 and under. Yeah, bring us a poster today, Debbie. Thank you. We certainly need that. I do. The Chet Dalhite is here around in town. Chris is in the Pace area, I think. And Stephen is married to Stephanie Lismy.
Yes, sir.
And here in Bruton. Of course, Stephanie is a teacher at Bruton Elementary School. And yeah, they're still hanging in there. Lily Jones, good morning, Lily.
Good morning, Lily. Hope she's recovering from her surgery.
Hope you're doing well, getting up better. I got your text, Lily, and get through with all this morning. I'll get looking around on that and see what I can find for you. But you know, there was one other thing that I was going to mention. We talked about the softball, the girls softball event tonight at the Oaks. What was it? What was the other thing that we had? Oh, We haven't talked about the 109 here. I know we kind of mentioned it kind of off and on, but I want to know how's that going?
It's going. And first of all, he just got in here. Josh Godwin has been good enough to put up $500 to the charity of choice for the winner. Of course, I'm going to run on behalf of Paul's Crossed, and Tony is running for Footstep Ministries, I believe is the name of it.
Footprint Ministries.
That's kind of spiced it up a little bit. Not that it needed a whole lot of spicing, but it was mighty kind of Josh to do that and look forward to one of those charities benefiting from it. But yeah, I'm ready. I'm still training, doing my deal. I'm sure he is as well.
You heard the Chiefs pick yesterday.
Chief's a smart man.
Chief said he's putting it on you. He just couldn't go with that rusty wheel.
He's a smart man.
Couldn't go with that rusty wheel.
He's a smart man.
You know, being Throwback Thursday.
Tommy Thompson.
There he is. Being Throwback Thursday, I kind of wanted to do something that was maybe a little different. We may have people participate in this. We may not. But from time to time, I want to do this. I've got a question that I'm going to ask, and we're going to – you can't comment on – you got a call, 251-212-0054, okay? That is the number to call. We're going to put you on live, okay? There's the number. I typed it in.
I'm going to put it on my side. What is it again?
There's the number, 251-212-0054.
0054.
That's right.
Post. There it is.
Okay. The winner of this, who gets this question right, will win a free oil change at your choice of what one of the stores and a detail. We'll detail that car as well.
Watch out.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do. Okay. And here's the question. Now, the phone lines are open. So here's the question. You're going to love this. Who shot JR? You don't answer. Who shot JR? If you know that answer, 251-212-0054. Give us a call. Let's see who knows it. We're going to find out who's 80s fans. We're going to find out who's not. There may not be anybody on here that does know that answer to that question. I don't know. Nope. Here we go right here.
Let's see if Lily knows.
Good. Let's see. Good morning, Lily. Hold on a second. Let me make sure I got. Hold on. Good morning, Lily. Good morning, Lily.
Good morning, Ken.
How are you?
DJ, how y'all doing? I'm fine. Sitting up here waiting to go to physical therapy.
Good morning, Lily.
Well,
hey.
Tell us who shot JR.
Who shot JR?
Yeah.
Swellen did.
Who did?
Swellen did.
No, that's not it. Let me catch this other call. We'll talk to you later. Thanks. Right. Okay. You're on with Drive Time.
Hey, Daniel Wilson.
Hey, Daniel.
Cousin.
What's up, brother?
What's going on?
Did she get the answer right?
No, she didn't.
All right, I got it.
Who is it?
Kristen Shepherd.
There you go. That's who did it. Who was Kristen?
I just had it texted in also. Robbie Grace has texted in also. Robbie, you were right, but Daniel beat you to it, buddy.
Who was it? Who was Kristen?
Couldn't tell you. You got to thank Google for these things.
Ah, I got you. All right, listen, we got another call coming in. Let me catch this one. Thank you, Daniel.
See you, cousin.
All right, thank you.
You're on with Drive Time.
Hey, what's going on? I believe it was Kristen something.
Yep, you're right. But you're caller number four and or number three, and somebody just got it right before you, man. We appreciate your call.
All right, brother.
Thanks, man.
How about that? Some folks around here watch good TV.
They do. How about that? Kathy Tolan said it was his sister-in-law. Sarju said she knew, but she couldn't call.
was fun.
Kathy Tolan said his sister-in-law is right. But we're going to do that on Thursdays.
That's fun.
Yeah, we're going to do that on Thursdays. Listen, everybody knew that Kristen shot JR.
She shot him.
Remember that cliffhanger?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, that crippled.
That was a national phenomenon.
That crippled this country.
It sure did.
Crippled them. I mean, and if you remember, they waited like a year and 4 or 5 months to come back on with the next season just to make the anticipation of that next show coming up. It was huge.
When I was in,
I knew you knew, Jess. I mean, we've only watched that, what, 30 times? Oh, not 20 times?
When I was in the sixth grade band, we played the theme song to Dallas as part of our concert.
That's a great song.
We did.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Fan favorite.
Sarge, you said Pamela. No, it wasn't Pamela. I think she wanted to shoot him several times. I just don't think she ever did. You know, they did a whole season, Dallas did, where at the end of the season, you know, Bobby was dead. He was gone. And at the end of the season.
How about that?
We'll do that. Daniel, you want
mighty nice of him?
Yeah. Go ahead and.
Daniel Wilson has donated his oil change in detail. He's actually up in Clanton and enjoyed follows our program, supports the different things that we have done. We certainly appreciate that support, and he's been kind enough to donate the oil change in detail.
So
I want to
thank you, Daniel.
Can we play a second part of that game?
Sure.
Since the prize back up, and Daniel, this is going to be available because of Daniel.
Okay.
How about if the first person calls in?
Okay. All right. Here we go again. 251. Let's type this in. 251-212-0054.
First person that calls in and can correctly give the name of the friendly bartender on the Love Boat. First name.
The friendly bartender on the Love Boat. 251-212-0054.
You could catch him in the Pirate's Cove late night.
Free oil change and detail.
Courtesy of Daniel Wilson and Jim Peach Motors.
Daniel Wilson. Chevrolet. Yep, that's right. Peach Chevrolet, Peach Ford.
Nobody's going to know.
Lily Jones. It was Kristen, his sister-in-law, that did it.
The friendly bartender.
All right.
On the Love Boat.
Here's caller number one. Let's see. Let me make sure I got it up. All right, caller number one, you're on.
Okay, is it Isaac?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Who is this?
Lily.
This is Lily.
Lily Jones.
This is Lily? Okay, yes, Lily. I love you, Lily. Isaac. Little heavy-handed. He'd get heavy-handed late night.
Yeah, yeah. He did. Sorry to the other caller. There was another caller there, but we have a winner. So
Lily Jones.
Lily Jones. Isaac.
Alisa Finley Hart tried to get in.
Was that Alisa calling?
Yeah, she was trying to
get in.
Sorry
about that, Alisa. But
we'll
play it again. What was Isaac's last name?
Now, you didn't ask for all that. I ain't never nailed his last name on Love Boat.
I can't remember it either, but I
think it was Washington.
I think it was. I was thinking to say Washington. I think Isaac. It was, too. But
Friendly bartender.
What a great show.
One of my favorites.
What a great show. Hold on. All right.
Congratulations, Lily. Get up with us. We'll get you taken care of.
Thank you, Lily.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Sarju Patel.
Was it right? Is it Isaac?
It was, but somebody already beat you to it.
Oh, I'll try to donate it back. I can't do it. Y'all just did it yesterday.
Yeah,
that would have been great.
That would have been great. Now, Lily Jones won it, and it was Isaac. And thank you for calling. Appreciate you watching.
No problem. All right.
Bye-bye.
How great this is. I could do this all day long.
Danny Smith said that was way before his time. Look here, man.
Oh, man.
Nickelodeon plays that all the time.
WE TV.
Yeah, that's right.
WE TV. They
watch
air,
all that,
baby.
Man.
Every Sunday at 3.
Hot Rod, I know. We already had a winner, Hot Rod. Isaac Washington was it. And Lily Jones, congratulations to Lily on winning the free detail and oil change. Good morning, Larry Murphy. Father Ted in this morning.
Morning, Daddy.
Be sure to go down and check out everything on the buffet, Camp 31 for lunch today. Nelly Rock said Captain Stubing and Gopher.
Doc.
I don't.
Julie McCoy.
She was the cruise director.
She sure was. She was the cruise director.
Has there ever been a show like, I mean, They don't make shows like that anymore, do they?
I don't know where they are, if they do.
I mean, they don't. They just don't.
Can we send out a birthday wish?
Absolutely.
It's another cousin of mine, James Aubrey Wilson, Jaws, Daniel's daddy, turning 65 years young today.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Jaws.
Happy birthday,
Hope
James
it goes
Aubrey.
Your way today.
Yeah, we can do that for sure. I don't think they make television shows like that anymore.
No. Aaron Spelling, executive producer.
Yeah, he everything he made was good. Charlie's Angels,
Fantasy Island.
I'm gonna tell you what, and I love that show.
90210.
I like that show, but I love Fantasy Island.
Oh yeah, great.
I wanted me one of those little mini cars that Tattoo rode around in so bad,
Mr. Rourke.
That little Jeep. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it was, that thing was awesome.
It looked a lot like the Starsky and Hutch vehicle. Same color scheme, different model.
It did. Yeah, I don't think this reality TV touches those shows. I mean,
not even close.
They just don't. I mean, we talked about that. You had Dynasty and Knott's Landing and Cheers and...
My guy, Robert Earl Thompson in. Good morning, Robert Earl.
Mary Stuart Nelson, birthday today.
Her birthday's today.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Mary Stewart.
Yeah, how about another one? Can we find it? Let's see if we can find it. Yep.
Happy birthday!
There you go. There you go. 90210 was from Jessica. Jessica's from her time. Roddy Hot Rod said, the plane. Well, I tell you what. Throwback Thursday has been a good time.
It's been
time.
Fun. Tomorrow's still up in the air.
Yeah, well,
as far as a program.
We not real sure if we're going to be on tomorrow or not. DJ has a previous engagement, something scheduled, and so I'm kind of debating on. I promise you, y'all don't want to look at me for an hour.
Bring Lily in.
So I'm looking for. I'm thinking about trying to find somebody to come in and sit down with us. That might be a good.
The good news is the bar is extremely low.
I said that when Boo sat down, what did I tell him? I said, you class this thing up tremendously.
Yeah, I tell you what, the bar is low.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, I may find somebody today, hunt somebody down and see if they want to come in and sit down and do that. I'm still not out, but we're going to look at that and see. Flashback Friday tomorrow, so, yeah. Get ready. Manasco, you know what? There it is right there.
He'd do it.
Adam Manasco.
I want to hear the music.
Adam Manasco.
Going across
Manasco,
the
book it. Be here at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, Manasco's going to sit in.
That'd be awesome.
I'm going to make sure and turn the bass down a little bit.
He'll probably bring you something to chew on as well.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to turn the bass down a little bit on that.
A little bit.
Because he'll be blew the speakers out of the... out of the thing. So, all right, DJ, it's about that time to get out of here. Thanks everybody for participating. Everybody for tuning in. Had a big time today on a Thirsty Thursday, Throwback Thursday. Of course, it turned into throwback at the end here. And, I'm glad it did. I enjoyed that. So do your thing, DJ.
Like and share the video, tag friends, if you will. Check out that Juniper Creek golf package that's available as we speak. That's going to be a great deal for everybody around. For Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet, thank you for making this program possible. We've enjoyed having you on Drive Time this morning. For KJ, I'm DJ. Y'all have a great one.
Friday at 8 a.m. ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win.